Old and In the Way Sisters. Laugh and Learn with me, Janet.
And me, Nancy.
The Bidgen Sisters. We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms, and with limited time left.
We'll entertain you and inform you. Let's look back at how it was and ahead to what's coming.
Do you know who I am? I'm not trying to impress you with my haughty self-image, but it made me think of the many different me's I've gone through in these 80 years. Yeah, 80 years. When I was a baby, I must have had a strong feeling of being in a symbiotic relationship with my mother, baby Janet. After my mother had three more children, I became big sister. And I lived up
That's
to...
That's not the name we called you.
Yeah, well, okay. I lived up to the nasty reputation this role carries. But really, three more kids? What was wrong with them? When I was a teenager, I was called Legs.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't you know that? Well,
no.
You were so little. Much as a big kid would be called Buddha, or a short kid might be called Stumpy. I see that in today's politics, this name-calling based on body features does not get old, unfortunately. I was lucky to be called Legs. We had a friend we called Blub.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we did. And we said it very affectionately, but God. I had a brief year as Janet Crook in college. Then I married and proudly became Mrs. Jean Larson. Wow. We had two children, and I became mommy. As I look back, I was not a very good mother. I expected too much from the kids. I was immature. I did all the things I had been taught to do. We had great holidays, took them to classes, sports, celebrations. But I had problems. The marriage was great until it wasn't. So 14 years later, I again proudly became Ms. Janet Crook.
Free, oh, boy.
Yeah, free at last. I had a good life, a few flings, interesting work experiences, and then I moved to the cabin in the woods and became a country girl. My nickname was Fluffy. It was the result of a misread card.
Wait,
no,
what
it's
was that
boring.
About?
I was labeling something Fluffy, and Mark thought I was signing my name. It didn't mean anything. 17 years later, I married Mark Katz. Had I changed my name to Fluffy Katz, I would have sounded like a pole dancer.
Oh, no.
I am 80, so still Janet Crook. But Mark had three young children when we got together 40 years ago. To them, I was the wicked step monster. It was said with love, I swear.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that they gave me more than I gave them. Then I became grandma. I was 40 when my first was born. I loved taking her to the park and having someone say, "Oh, your daughter is so cute." "Oh, no," I'd say. "That's my granddaughter." But then after a couple of years, they stopped saying it.
Of course.
Yeah. And now I'm a great-grandmother, but nobody calls me that. It's too long. They call me Janny mostly. I love that. It's the ones that we see regularly that call me that.
That's good.
Just Janny.
Well, speaking of names, okay, I was born Nancy Crook, and when I went to college, I called myself Nan. Oh boy, big difference, you know.
Nan and her guitar.
Yeah, that's right. That was on the...
Yeah, something.
Yeah. And I got married, and I was Nan Ahlberg. And then after 7 years, we did our own divorce. And I put down on the paper that I wanted to be called Ramona. And the judge said, "How do you spell that last name?" And I said, "K-R-U-K, Crook." And so I legally became Ramona Crook for 17 years. And then...
Mother loved that.
Well, she never complained to me about it.
She wouldn't.
No. And the reason that I chose Ramona was because when I was a kid, I always read all these Beverly Cleary books about Beezus and Ramona.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Henry Huggins and Otis Spotford. And so that's the only book that I remember all the characters' names. And I really thought that Ramona was, like, typical of me. And so that's why I asked for Ramona. And then I went back legally and changed my name back to Nancy 17 years later. And the reason was because my new husband always knew me as Nancy, because that was my name back home. And my new husband was from back home. And so I've been Nancy ever since. And so when somebody calls me, if they call me and ask for Nan, I know it's from college. If they call and ask for Ramona, I know that they're from Maine, where I was Ramona for 17 years. And if they call and ask for Nancy, I know they're from right around here.
Hmm. Well, that's one way to figure out who's calling. I have a friend who, when she got a divorce, she never liked her first name. It was Judy Joe. But during the hippie period, she used to wear big fringe jackets and with bells, and they called her Jingles. So when she got a divorce, she changed both her first name and her last name. But she didn't like her last name either. So her name now is Jingles Karuga.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, and that's her for sure.
I'll just tell you one thing that's really hard about all that. When I went to get a teaching job, the principal had to appear before the school board for them to okay my employment, but all my degrees were in different names. And they were like, who is she? And he said, don't worry, she's a really good teacher. Just take my word for it. So I never knew. And then the IRS contacted me one time and said, you're sharing your Social Security card with someone. And I wrote back and said, I'll tell you who it is. It's Ramona.
Yeah, I hope Jingles doesn't have the same problem. Okay, thanks so much.
Janet and I come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious. Some are just our crazy opinions. I hope you enjoyed our show.
Me too. It's been a pleasure. Music by Hall and Sidnor. Music by Hall and Sidnor.
Don't bother me, I'm tired of your insanity. There ain't no great conspiracy. Well, you think if you shout it out loud and long, everybody's gonna wanna sing your song. You can fool some people sometimes, but you don't fool me. Sitting at your desktop late.
Testing. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3.